Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are continuing talking money as we do every single week. If you're just tuning in, I want to encourage you to check out RoyMatlockJr.com because we have all types of resources for you, and we will continue down our path. We've been going all year long on a kind of a series from, you know, starting in life all the way up until retirement planning and all these kind of things. And so now where we're at now, you know, our last show, we talked about different investment choices, how to understand investments, and how to understand the different retirement plans, be it your retirement plan through your 401k or your IRA or whatever it may be. We've talked about annuities. So I would encourage you, once again, go back to RoyMatlockJr.com or just Google the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour and get a hold of the podcast, and you can kind of catch up. But it's a educational series all the way through. And so today we're going to talk more of the mindset that you are out there, you're at or near retirement, or maybe you know, within 10 years, or you're getting ready to retire, and maybe you have been planning. Hopefully you've been doing a great job and doing that kind of thing. You know, I've read all of these statistics among people that make $100,000 a year or more. One of the things that they have in common is they have someone they work with when it comes to a financial advisor. And the reasoning behind that is just like anything else. I've said this over and over and over again. We always look you should always look to get a team of experts to guide you and find somebody you trust and like and things like that. So if you have been doing that, you should have a plan. This will give you a way to kind of determine, you know, if your plan's in place. But what I talk about when it comes to people that are, when they're getting ready to retire or they're near there, you know, we always go back to the FIN number, and the FIN number is the ideal number. That ideal number is the monthly income that you want to be able to have at retirement, and that is inflation adjusted. Then you take that FIN number and you come up with an amount of money that will allow you to do reasonable withdrawals on it and a reasonable rate of return, to where you know that at the end of the day, you're not going to end up running out of money. We'll talk about things like that. But these are areas that we start with. And then, you know, as I know, a lot of people, they're like, no, a lot of people don't do what they're supposed to do early on. They get behind. And so now we're starting to figure this out. We said, well, you're making $120,000 a year. We're probably going to be rolling at about 80. All right. But at least you know. And so the first thing that I tell people is, let's look at our income sources. Where are we going to get our income from when we retire? You know, you could have your retirement plan through work. You could have Social Security. You have all these different types of things. Maybe you have some investment properties. We'll talk about that, all those kind of things. So let's start with the income sources. So let's project out in the future and say to ourselves, well, we're going to get this much in Social Security. We're going to get this much. We have, it looks as if we're going to have about $800,000 sitting in our retirement plan that we're going to be able to roll over. And that's going to generate at 4%, $30,000 a year, give or take. So we know that in terms of withdrawals. If we get a decent investment on it, it should grow every year. So we've got that. Maybe we've got a rental house. We come up with all that. We say, here's our income. So now we're going to go in and we're going to set our retirement budget down. And we put it on paper. We say, well, here's our income. You know, here's our expenses. Now, keep in mind, your expenses change a little bit from the standpoint that when you were working, your goal was to save as much money as you could. And so when you get to retirement age and you're pulling on your retirement income, you don't have that savings portion in there. I've always said that you start with 100% of your income, try to save 25% of it, live on half, and have 25% go to taxes. Well, when you retire, you know, you can say, well, that 25% that I was putting aside, I don't have to do that. So that takes my number down a little bit. We do want to look at our taxation to see where our taxes are going to be. So we start putting this all together. So we got our income, we got our after-tax income, we got our Social Security income, we got our rental properties, we got all these different things that we may have. We come up with our outgo. We have to you know, look at some of the things that come into play, you know, healthcare expenses. I'm going to get into that later in the show. And we come up with a plan. So now we have a plan. Maybe we're 10 years out. Maybe we're right there. You know, I spoke with someone just last week, and they're like within 3 months of being able to do it, and they're looking at it, they're saying, well, okay, what are some of the things we need to do? So once we do that, I go and I talk about three areas or three P's, and the three P's are protect your income, protect your purchasing power, and protect against any kind of health crisis, we'll call it, or normal health. And so how do we do that? We protect our income. Maybe we go in and we do some things that have some lifetime income guarantees. Maybe we do a portion of it in annuities. We'll talk about that, to where you have a guaranteed income. We look at our Social Security. When are we going to draw it? I can give you some numbers in a little while about that. Generally speaking, my experience is I like for people to draw it early as possible. You know, at least at the full Social Security age, I can give you numbers how long it takes you to break even on that. So I like doing that. We like to protect against, we got to protect our purchasing power risk. And what is that? That purchasing power risk is inflation. Assume this, that if you retire at 65, at 85, you need twice as much money to be able to live the same way. We know what inflation is. All we got to do is go to the gas pump right now. So we got to protect that. And then lastly, protect against that potential nursing home stay. I always recommend right around the 60, in that range. It's still affordable. If you don't have long-term care insurance, that's something you want to consider. And what long-term care does is it will protect you in the event that either you or your spouse go into a nursing home, or it will even help you do home health, even to the point that they come out there and build ramps for you to get in and out, because the insurance companies are trying to keep you out of the nursing home. It's much less expensive, that kind of thing. So we've got the three P's, our income, our purchasing power, and our health care risk. So we're going to do some things to do that. Like I said, we may consider looking at annuities for some long-term income guarantees. We may look at, and we got to have some type of things that will keep us up with inflation. That's why we got to have a portion of our money in the market, meaning the stock market. And then the last thing that we want to do is consider long-term care. We're going to talk about that. You know, we're dealing with scenarios right now. Rates are low, the lowest they've ever been. So you have to be a little bit different in the way we invest our money. And so as we go through today, I want you to just think about what we're doing. We're going to start out and we're going to start with a plan. If you have no plan whatsoever, by the end of the show, you're going to have a starting plan. And so with that being said, I appreciate you sticking in here with us. Go back to RoyMountainLikeJr.com. I would encourage you also to sign up for the 12-part course. We call it our client education series. It will help you A to Z. It's about 13 45-minute sections to help you win the money game. We'll be right back.